whatever name we call God, he responds to that name in that capacity. But that comes through relationship. It comes through relationship. You just can't, you know, if I say God is Jehovah Jireh, I hear someone saying that. But personally, I don't know him as Jehovah Jireh, someone who is my provider. Then it doesn't work. It comes through relationship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this morning, what God has laid on my heart to share is in line with what Pastor Paul is, you know, talked about. You know, the power of knowing God by his name. You know, the power of knowing God by his name. We all know that names are very important. I mean, regardless of where you come from, it's amazing how people behave or they become who they are called. You know, it's a great way of knowing who someone is. If someone is called a certain name, you're thinking, okay, let me see what, especially nicknames. You know, we all went to secondary schools and we've got names that they come up with names that, you know, they portray that that's the kind of person that you are. And then you turn out to behave that way. You know, it's like that in schools, even in football, those who follow soccer or football, people call people names by how they play. You know, defenders are called by saying names. You know, they're tough. They are known by those names. And it's amazing how they turn out to be those. They leave those names out. You know, so it's a name is something that distinguishes things or us from each other. That's where name is. But it's amazing that the God that we serve is, I mean, names are very important to God. I was thinking about this. Names are really important. In Genesis chapter 2, can I have Genesis chapter 2 verse 9? God told Adam to name every single thing. And whatever Adam named that thing became that. So the Lord God formed from the ground all the wild animals and all that, you know. He brought them to the man to see what he would call them. It's amazing, he said, he brought them to the man to see what he will call them. So whatever you call something, God is very, wants to know what you call something. What you call something. And the man chose a name for each one of them. You know, it's amazing how we've read this scripture so many times. But Pastor Paul, I said Pastor Paul preached on my message on Friday. You know, it's amazing how when we get into the word, you get that revelation. You know, I've read it so many times, but something stands out and God gives you the word to share, you know, and it's a word for the season. As we enter into the new year of pressing, I'll get to what I'm talking about. You know, it's amazing. God, in Romans chapter 4, verse 17, he said, God calls, the God that we serve, he calls those things that be not as though they were. So God is very much into what he calls things and what we call. We are made in his image. So whatever we call things is very important. I'm going to be quick. You know, knowingly or unknowingly, you become what you are called. There's nothing that you can do about that. In the Bible, God changed Jacob's name. There are a few people in the Bible that God had to change their name. From Jacob to Israel. Abram to Abraham. Saul to Paul. And I'm not going to the meanings of the word, but we all know. It's just for the sake of time. But it's for a reason. And, you know, as believers, it's amazing. It's good to know who we are, our identity in Christ. You see, God calls us what? Royal priesthood, a chosen generation. That's who we are. And in Psalm 82, verse, I think, 5 and 6, it said, ye are gods, but you don't know, so you die as men. So God calls us all these things, and God calls that for a reason. He doesn't just say that. It's for a reason. And it's, you know, it's amazing. I'm just going to cite this example with use Pastor Paul and Pastor Joe. You know, Pastor Paul is is married to Pastor Joel. Benji is a son. So, but Pastor Paul is a father and a pastor and a husband. I've watched Pastor Joel call Pastor Paul names at different times because I got at different times. You know, Pastor Joel will sometimes here at the pulpit say, "Oh, my love," you know, and sometimes call, "Oh, our pastor, let our pastor do that," you know. And Benji is the same person, and Benji calls Dad. Is the same person, but the name that he is called, they put a pressure on that on him to act that way. You understand? So it's very important. So, when Pastor Joe calls Pastor Paul, Pastor, she's seen Pastor Paul as the pastor. So Pastor Paul trying to demand that authority or that blessing as a form of a pastor, coming not as a husband or a wife to receive as a wife. So calling someone a name, you put a pressure, a demand on that person to act in that way. So names are very important. Names are extremely important. Benji calls Pastor Paul Dad, and Pastor Paul had to behave that way or react in a way. Or attend to Pastor Benji in a way of a father and or a dad. So names are really important, you know, because personally, when I call Pastor Paul, Pastor Paul, I'm putting that pressure on Pastor Paul to you know, to act as a pastor in my life. When I say Odifo, the Shenkom, I need a word. So whatever name I call Pastor Paul makes that. So I was just you know, meditating on these things, and I'm thinking, the God that we serve, you know, is very much into names, into what He calls us, and what we call ourselves as identity in Him. So I'm thinking, okay, when Pastor Paul gave this word in September, it was so strong in my spirit. So I thought, let me just get into this word. Then I said, okay. If the God that we serve is very much into names, does He really care what we call Him? Does He really care what we call Him, the name that we call Him? So I had to get into that. And it's so much important that whatever name we call God, He responds to that name in that capacity. But that comes through relationship. It comes through relationship. You just can't, you know, if I say God is Jehovah Jireh. I hear someone saying that. But personally, I don't know Him as Jehovah Jireh, someone who is my provider. Then it doesn't work. It comes through relationship. So I was just thinking on these things. And I'm thinking, we're getting into a new year. And to press into the blessing, we have to know Him personally. It's very important. It's really important. We have to know Him personally. And to know Him, we have to make a demand, invoke that dimension of God in Him, wherever we're going. Because His name, when you put a pressure on God's name, God will act. We look at saying scriptures in the Bible that, you know, people put pressure on God, and God had to act that way. You understand? Hallelujah. Is someone being blessed this morning? I know it's going to be short, but it's a word that Pastor Paul has already preached. So I'm just helping it. Yeah. So it's amazing. Okay. Just look at the scripture. Matthew chapter 16. Gifted, please. Matthew chapter 16 is something that we know. Verse 16, please. Yeah. It said, Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Is that the background? Is, you know, Jesus was with the disciples, and He asked the disciples, "Who do you think men say I am?" And someone said, "You are Elijah, you're John the Baptist," and all that. You know, they've got all these names that they call Him. But this is what Simon Peter answered. I mean, the original, yeah, thank you. Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Next verse, please. "And I also say to you that you are Peter." It's amazing that he said, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah," because when Peter said, "Oh, you are the Son of the living God," he also called Simon Peter, called Simon a name. And he said, "And on this rock I will build my church." When Peter revealed who Jesus was, he said, "This God has revealed that to you. And I also say that you are Peter." But he said, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. But this is what I'm saying. You are now Peter. And that's the name that I'm calling you." So names are really important. That's what I got there. And upon this revelation that that's what I'll build my church. So it's amazing how the God that we serve is very much into names. Really much into names. And if you know, if you want to know the power behind names, you just have to delve into that. I'll cite another example because I just want us to grasp this as we, you know, approaching the end of the year and getting to the new year. Okay, who should I use? I use Wofor P. Wofor P. Okay, Wofor P. Let's say Wofor P. His name is Wofor P. We know him as Wofor P. Because I'm not going to use Charles. We know him as Wofor P. Auntie Christy will call Wofor P. Whatever name that. That's not up, but you know that puts the pressure on that put pressure on Wofor P to act in a certain way. You know, Wofor P cell members also call Wofor P a certain way. Wofor P would do that. Will have to act in a certain way. If Wofor P goes to his workplace and it's known as Wofor P, everyone around him working as an employee, everyone knows him as an employee, Wofor P. But if Wofor P is promoted to a managerial position, he's the same Wofor P, but the title has changed. He's the same person. However, he's known as manager Wofor P or the boss Wofor P. He's the same person. However, that it's changed. The name, because of the title, is changed. So people, he has to act differently, and people have to see him differently and respect him differently. So names do change us. You understand? Names do change us. It's very important. Names do change us. So it's important what we call each other. But my message this morning is how we see God, our relationship. We have to get to a deeper relationship with God. And how we see God in our lives. God is into that business of knowing who he is. If you call God a certain name, he's very much into that. You know, in the word, and in Romans chapter 10, that's where he said, when you confess, you believe in your heart, he confess the word that, you know, Jesus, you confess Jesus is Lord. The word Lord means owner. So if you confess Lord, Jesus is Lord of my life. You're saying, "Oh, you own my life," and God, that's something God cherishes. You know, Jesus, you are my Lord. You see, so it's not just there for their sake. There's everything. There's every meaning behind everything in the Bible. Jesus is my Lord. So if you have a landlord, that's my landlord. I mean, I'm very careful about if I say that's my landlord, because now that I know the meaning of landlord, I'm thinking. I'm very careful to, yeah, because if you say someone is the Lord of something, that means the person owns. I'm very careful. I'm very careful to say, yeah, but that's my landlord. Yeah, what do I say? I'm thinking about it. You know, so if someone is the Lord of something of your life, then the person owns that bit. And I don't want someone to own my property. you understand that? I don't want someone to own my property. It's just, I don't know, it's something that, I don't know whether the West or something the world has come up with. And we've just walked with that. But there's a meaning behind that. I mean, there's a reason why so many people are struggling to get their properties. Maybe you have to change our vocabulary. Just saying, this is my landlord, this is my dad. You see, find a way. Let God show you how to call your whoever is in charge owner of my house. Or, you know, because the landlord, Lord is, as Christians, what we say is powerful. And our words are powerful. We can't hide from that. Are we enjoying this morning? Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's just, yeah. I'm going to be quick. okay. God has revealed, you know, God has revealed himself to us through his names. And you have to know the names. Throughout the Bible, God has revealed, people think things are in the Bible just for their sake. We'll look at some scriptures where God, you know, called himself certain things, and God called other people, called God a certain way because something happened. And they said, no, this is what I'm going to call you. It's like it becomes a covenant between you and I that this is what I call you. I do my bit calling you that, and I must see you that as that. And you, God, and God, you know, God cherishes that when you call him that, you know, and God has to, there's a pressure on God to act that way. And just as I explained with Pastor Paul and Pastor Joe and Benji. So it's very important. And it comes through relationship. It doesn't just happen. That way I hear someone saying, oh, God is my peace, or it's just Jehovah Shalom. You have to know God to be your Jehovah Shalom. You have to know that God is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, relationship with God, relationship self brings power. My relationship with Pastor Paul, I'm using Pastor Paul this morning. My relationship with Paul puts me in a place of power to do certain things as a pastor and maybe in Harvest, because I do that as I do that in his stead, as in his authority or power. That's why the authority Jesus has given, you know, God has given us through Jesus. We have the authority in Jesus' name, that power of attorney, you know, to do that. So that's, and that comes through relationship. You understand? Though we have that. So having a relationship, you know, relationship brings power. So I'm just trying to admonish us this morning, just as we end the year and get into the new year, you know, pressing for the blessing. You have to get into that relationship. It's not just going to happen. You understand? Have that relationship with God, and it's through faith. You see, you call on God, that God is something. God has to. God will act. God, because God is faithful. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the knowledge of God, the knowledge that we have of God gives value to our faith. You know, if you know God as something, then if you're calling, it gives value to your faith. If you're around unbelievers, even believers, and you're calling God, oh, God is my, you know, God is my banner. He's Jehovah Nissi. And people say, oh, why call? But you let them know that what you've been through, God has, you know, given you victory. And the victory that God has given, that's why God is your banner. God is, you know, Jehovah Nissi. So it's something that gives you value, gives value to your faith, even around believers and unbelievers. It's really important. It's really important. Can we look at Malachi chapter 4, verse 2? We're looking at saying names that in the Bible that people call Jesus God. And you have this argument, Jesus is not God. And do we agree that Jesus is God? Yes. Jesus is God. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit said, is the one that proceeds out of the Father. It's three in one. It proceeds out of the Father. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. I didn't know this, but I had to, delve into the world. And it said, but you who fear my name. When you read from verse 1, it gives you a bit more understanding. The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You know, here they call it God as what? Son of Righteousness. So I'm just giving you those scriptures. You go, you study about that. Just go into the word about the scripture. and understand what Son of Righteousness is, because it's a name that's in the Bible that someone calls him. So God understands. When he called him Son of Righteousness, what does he mean? And God will be moved to, you know, to move in your life in that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 5, it talks about God being the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You have to know him as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the Lamb that was slain. But you also have to name the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And you know that the song Pastor Paul is sung, you are high and lifted up. There is no Lion of the tribe of Judah. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. You are high and lifted. Hallelujah. God is good. You know, in Psalm 23, it's a scripture that we all know. It's amazing how David knew God as his shepherd before Jesus came in and said, I am the good shepherd. You see, it's amazing. Jesus came in the flesh as God. And when Jesus, he said, I am the good shepherd. Before then, David has said, God is my shepherd. So whatever the name that people called God in the Old Testament, God acknowledges that. Because they have that relationship. And David said, God is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Then he went all through. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. It came through relationship. And God acknowledges that. God acknowledges that. Then Jesus came in the New Testament. So it's not old truth. It's progressive truth. You understand? Jesus came and said, I am the good shepherd. And all these things come through relationship. Hallelujah. I remember, we know in Exodus chapter 3, when Moses had an encounter with God in that burning bush. Moses said, okay, when I go to Egypt, and the people of your people ask me, who sent me? Who you? I said, I am that I am. Because I believe God gave that name so that when he says that, the people of Israel, when they come into get to a place of having that relationship, he said, I've heard their cries. They have that deep relationship with him. They can make God whoever. So just I am, just add whatever it is. There, so God is in the business of name, calling him names, because you put pressure on him. It's like when I know some people say, "Oh, some people like titles and do for this, do for that, pastor that." But it's very important that we call our pastor, not Paul. You understand? It's very important. You cannot call your pastor, oh Joe, you know, Timmy. We call our pastors pastor because that put them in the place of authority over your life. Because if you don't, you're not going to receive that spiritual blessing from them because you're calling them by name. So you call Pastor Tammy. Pastor, when Pastor Tammy has to move in that way to bless you, you understand, to act in your life as a pastor, Pastor Paul, Pastor Joe. So we have to understand names. I'm just as we gain close to the end of the evening, you have to understand certain spiritual truths, and that will help us to grow in that relationship with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And lastly, I'll just say, we come to a place of. When we know ourselves, Pastor Joe said something on Friday when she was leading her session. He said, sometimes we've been through a lot this year, and sometimes we're so much into ourselves. So I know it's good to know who we are, our identity. You know, we are God's, we chosen generation and all that. God, we have to know who we are in Christ. But it gets to a place where who we are who we are helps us in the land of the living. It gives us that authority over things in the land of the living. But we get to a place where we have to forget who we are, and when we are in God's presence, and tell God who he is. to put that pressure on him. And when Pastor Joe said that, I said, oh, you know, Pastor Joe, Pastor Paul, they've already preached my message. They made everything easy for me this morning. And that was so good. And, that, and you know, so I will encourage you this morning. My word this morning is, I hope, is a message that we all, you know, we've received well and we'll take on board. And as the Holy Spirit speaks to you individually and as a church corporately, and how we go about names and the names that we answer to, or the names that we call God, we get into that relationship where we know God for who he is personally and call him by that name. Put pressure on God. That's his word. So I will encourage you this morning that as we approach, we get to the end of the year and get into the new year of pressing, know God for who he is and call him by that name. Amen. Can we stand on our feet? Hallelujah. Is someone blessed this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.